Well, a man who folks are more than happy to throw money at joins us on the phone this morning, Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You may have noticed, if you were outside this morning, that we're getting a little bit of a breeze, and the forecast is for a wind from the east. You combine that with the colors that we're getting, and it's pretty obvious that, yes, we are stepping into autumn. As of yesterday, we are now in the wonderful season of autumn. And as I look around my yard here, I see plenty of reds and yellows. The reds are with red maple, dogwood, and sumac, and those three in particular. They're sort of an orange with the sugar maple, but most of sugar maples are yellow, and there's plenty of yellow with birch and poplar as well. So, yeah, it's just that beautiful autumn color along with the cooler temperatures, and, yeah, we are in for a wonderful new season to begin. We are also changing a little bit. June, July, and August were all warmer than normal and wetter than normal. Now, the warmer than normal is continuing. This is the 23rd of September. 1 week from today is the last day of September. And unless we have quite a large change in the next week, we are going to be quite a bit above normal. We haven't had really hot days in September, but we also have not had really chilly days. We have not, the lowest temperature recorded for the whole month was 40 degrees. We have not had any in the 30s. We have not had any frost or anything like that. So we'll see if that change happens in the last week of September. The other difference is that we are right now below normal in precipitation. That hasn't happened for several months now, never since May. But things have changed in the last 2 weeks. We started out September very wet, wonderful, just some great rains. And then for the last 2 weeks, we haven't got very much. Now, the Weather Service this week recorded less than a tenth of an inch of precipitation. At my house here, we had about a half inch. So it is happening in different places. And if you noticed any of the weather news in the last few days, you'll know that southern part of Minnesota had floods. So it is happening at some places, but not necessarily here. We'll see what the trend continues. Sometimes I've noticed that the trend in October is when we really see a change. Daylight and darkness are about the same now. The term equinox means equal, that they're about the same, and there's always a few minutes difference, but it's pretty close to being the same. Migration continues. Hawk Ridge has had a count of over 1,000 almost every day lately. However, the really, really big numbers have not really happened. The highest number count was on the 13th when over 9,000 hawks were seen. And if we get now after the 20th of September and we're not getting a really big number like that, we may not be getting the big numbers at all. They may have just passed by without going over Hawk Ridge. I was looking at the hawk count this morning. Corpus Christi, Texas, had 17,000 hawks that they counted, 17,400. Of those, more than 17,000 were broadwing hawks. So perhaps they've gone past us already and they're on further to the south. But nevertheless, the trip to Hawk Ridge is always worth it. Sharp-shinned hawks continue to come over, as well as lots of songbirds. Now, the songbird migration I've been getting in my place here has been broken down into just a few different kinds. There are the thrushes and the sparrows that are coming through. Warblers has mostly turned into yellow rump warblers. Late September is pretty much yellow rump warbler time, and there are years where they just seem to be everywhere. They are a little warbler, often kind of grayish and brownish at this time of year. They do have yellow spots on their body, including a big patch on their rump. That rump patch doesn't always show up unless the bird is doing a little bit of flying or flitting around in the trees. But I've been seeing them every day lately. Also been seeing some ruby-crowned kinglets passing through from the north. And then the blue jays. The blue jays keep right on coming. It seems like their migration is amazing. Some of them will migrate. Some do not. Owls have been calling every night. I've been hearing mostly barred owls. However, I have also heard the great horned owl. But the owl that's really in migration when we get to this time of autumn and on into October is the very tiny saw-whet owl, hardly bigger than your hand. and they come through sometimes in really big numbers. There have been nights in October at Hawk Ridge where they've caught and banded over 100 of them. Other things of note, the chipmunks have been very active gathering the food. It's kind of interesting. Right here in my backyard, I have a nice big sugar maple that has just been coated with seeds. And the gray squirrels have gone up there and cut off the seeds. The seeds fall down to the ground, and they get picked up by the chipmunks. Now, I don't think it was planned that way, but that's the way it's been happening. Gray squirrels represent a tree squirrel, and tree squirrels do not hibernate for the winter. Chipmunks represent a ground squirrel, and ground squirrels do hibernate for a winter. Now, that hibernation will vary. In the case of chipmunks, they will wake up a number of times. That's why they carry off so much food this time of year, because they'll wake up during their sleep. But then this week I also saw a Franklin ground squirrel, and Franklin ground squirrels do not. When they go to sleep, they really stay asleep. So we have the variety there of the squirrels. Also been seeing big brown bats almost every night. Big brown bats are pretty hardy. They'll stay active. I've often seen them up to November, so we'll see how long they'll stick around. But the weather conditions being where they are, they probably will continue. I've been seeing turtles on a regular basis. 2 days ago, during the sunlight in the afternoon down at the lake, I saw 20 of them sitting out on a log basking. That's something you're a lot more likely to see in the early summer. But here they were taking advantage of the autumn sunlight. And then yesterday I watched as a snapping turtle was just kind of enjoying the sunlight at the surface of the water. The gray tree frogs and spring peepers will continue to call. This is just kind of an interesting call this time of year. I think it's kind of territorial more than anything else. Among the spiders, this has been just a wonderful time to see circular orb webs. I've seen them out in the fields. I've seen them in the woods. I've seen them by buildings, and there's just been a lot of them. Like I said, we have not really had any cold weather, so therefore they can continue to make their webs. And if they're going to make their webs, they're going to try to catch some food. And so there is still plenty of insects out here. I was sitting out here on the deck just yesterday, and I got visited by a mosquito, and I thought, well, this is a pretty late time for mosquitoes, but they'll take advantage of the weather conditions as well. Grasshoppers and crickets are still out there. The only butterflies I've been seeing have been the white cabbage butterflies and the yellow sulfurs. Though at Hawk Ridge, they have recorded a couple of other kinds, including a few late monarch migrants. Also monarch migrants are some of the green darner dragonflies. I've been seeing their cousins, the metal hawks, the small dragonflies. They're out here in really good numbers. You get a clear morning, and boy, they seem to come out of everywhere. And they are, once again, predators, so they're going to be feeding on some other insects that are out there. The leaf color, as I said, is continuing, but as we progress now through the rest of September, we're going to see a lot more yellows than what I mentioned. The really big yellow colors of aspen, however, they are a little bit later from now. They're more likely into October. Berries and fruits are out here. High bush cranberries, I see them on a regular basis. Hawthorns, crab apples, apples, all of these things out here. So that's also a sign of the time. And we got a beautiful big pumpkin on our way in the garden. But maybe the best growth can be seen in the woods, and that is mushrooms. This is really good mushroom time. Every week I speak about mushrooms, but every week there's a different kind of mushroom. Now, a lot of people, when they think of mushrooms, they think of eating them. I'm not much for that. I just like to look at them, and I had an example of two of them this week that even if we did eat them, we wouldn't go back for more because they're so tiny. One of them is called eyelash fungus. It's just a gorgeous little fungus. It's the growth is tiny. It's no bigger than your fingernail. And then around the outside, it's got hairs, and that's why it's called eyelash fungus. But I find them on down logs, and I think they're just beautiful the way they grow with the mosses on the down logs. And the other one is a tiny mushroom called pinwheel. The stem of that mushroom is about as thick as a hair. That's how tiny it is. And they put up a little cap on top of it that also maybe is no bigger than your fingernail. I have seen these tiny mushrooms grow out of a single pine needle. So once again, we don't have to eat mushrooms. They're just plain cool to watch. I did see, however, some growths of some other larger ones, including oyster fungus. I saw it at a couple of places this week. So yes, Lisa, great time to get out and take a walk. walk, enjoy. Take care.
You know, I got to tell you, Larry, I saw somebody had posted on the Duluth Phenology page, which is such a great page on Facebook, and someone had posted they'd been there to watch and help little tiny turtles hatching. And they were there to kind of help guide them. Actually, I think they actually did pick them up and move them across the road to make sure they got across safely.
I think about 2 weeks ago, I referred to that on the program about how September is when the snapping turtles will hatch. It depends a lot on when the eggs were deposited in the soil in the first place. But I have seen them late September. But most of the time we get this late into September, they're pretty much out. But you're right, that is a wonderful thing. They will find water on their own. But what they need guidance from is the traffic that comes by, because at least in my neighborhood here, it seems like snapping turtles often lay their eggs right next to the road. So, yes, a great one to see.
And
thank you for passing that on.
Are they cute? Oh, my gosh. They are so cute. They're so cute, Larry. I'm just saying.
They are.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Larry.
Take care. Bye.
Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, educator, lecturer, and all-around great guy. He joins us every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD for Backyard Almanac.